الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلاة الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذريته وأهل بيته ومن تبعهم بإحسان ومن دعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين وقال تعالى ولكل درجات مما عملوا وما ربك بغافل عما يعملون صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers, elders, honorable listeners, gathering on this particular night is just an excuse for us to listen to some advice and some nasihat. In reality, one should engage in their infiradi a'mal, personal, individual engagement with tawbah and istighfar, ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with adhkar, recitation of the Quran. But that little encouragement before that sometimes helps. They say in English, aspire to inspire before you expire. One should have the aspirations. You know, people aspire for many things. They have careers in life. They aspire for worldly achievements. Youngsters, they aspire. They want to be a sports person. They want to be a businessman. They want to accumulate wealth in the future. For that, they have aspirations in their life. Our aspirations, my dear brothers, it's to inspire in others good actions. That's the biggest aspirations that a believer should have. How can I be utilized for my own benefit and the benefit of the mankind? As an example, in the near future, we have buried many of our near ones and dear ones. May Allah Ta'ala give them all Jannat, make their qabr into a garden of paradise, give them eternal rahat and comfort. As an example, if they were to given 3 days to come back from the grave, if they were given the choice that come back from your grave into this world, what would they do? You ask me. You tell me. If a dead who has been buried was been given the ijazah and the permission to come back onto this earth to live for 3 days, what would they do? Do you think that they would start to think of opening a business? Do you think that they would start serving the internet, looking at TikTok and YouTube and social media? Do you think they would go for a holiday, for a weekend, long weekend holiday? Why? Because they've seen the reality. Haqiqat has been drawn before them. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ, Allah Ta'ala says. The reality has opened before them. Now they know what the truth and the haqiqat is. What they had heard, they have seen it in reality. What would they do? Probably they would make ghusl, wudu, come to the masjid and would not leave the masjid for 3 days. But this is not possible, my dear brothers, as the time has already left. You and I still have this opportunity. ما من يوم يصبح فيه العباد إلا وينادي Every single day when you and I, we do our mourning. The mourning is announcing. The mourning announces. We can't hear, but it's announcing. Ana yawmuka al-jadid. Listen. Every human, every man, every woman, every young boy, every young girl, I am a new day to you. Wa ala amalika shaheed. And I am witness on what you will do today. Fatazawwad minni. Fatazawwad minni. Take provisions of me today. Fa inni la a'udu ila yawmil wa'id. As I will not return back up to the day of Qiyamah. Every single day that passes by, my dear brothers, it will not return back up to the day of Qiyamah. So this life, brothers, we have not come to live. We've come to die. Understand this. Dunya is not for dunya. Dunya is for akhirat. When you board a flight, you have a destination. Maybe India, maybe Pakistan, maybe Bangladesh, maybe Dubai, maybe Qatar or Malaysia, whatever. Once you board the flight, there's a destination you're going to reach, whichever destination it may be. Once you've boarded the flight, you'll reach your destination, inshallah. Exactly the same, brothers. Once we have boarded this dunya, and we have come into this life, there is a destination. And that destination can come anytime. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will ask, كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ. How many years did you live in this world? Allah will ask. How many years did you live in this world? You know, today, my dear brothers, you know, people live for 60, 70, 80, 90, 90 plus. Seems so long. Now it seems so short because the barakah has gone. When Allah takes away the barakah, my dear brothers, the years, they go like months. And the months, they go like weeks. And the weeks go like days. And days go like hours. And hours goes like minutes. And the minutes goes like seconds. Just imagine last Ramadan, how quick it went. 15 days time, next Ramadan will start. How quickly time comes. How quickly time goes and passes by. Allah will ask, كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ السَّيْنِينَ. Tell me, how many years did you live? People will respond, لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمًا. We lived for a day or a part of a day. Yani the entire life that they had lived in this dunya, it would seem to them as though it was just a day or a part of the day. Rasul alayhi salatu salam, in the campaign of Badr, the very first campaign, 70 people from the opposite side, when they were thrown into the well, i.e. the corpse and the body was thrown into the well, they're dead, the body's been thrown. The Prophet ﷺ addresses them, dead people. And he says to them, "Inna wajadna ma wa'adana rabbuna haqqan fahal wajadtum ma wa'ada rabbukum haqqan." Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is addressing them and he says, "We found the promise of Allah to be haqq." Allah's madad, Allah's help, Allah's assistance, Allah's aid is haqq. With condition. What is that condition? Wa antum al-a'lawn in kuntum mu'mineen. If we develop the sifat of iman, a'mal, taqwa, taharat, dhikr, tilawatul Qur'an, association with the beautiful lifestyle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's promise. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Who can be more truthful than Allah? No one. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said to them, "We found Allah's promise to be haqq and true and we saw it. فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقَّ." Now what I told you about Allah's promises, have you now seen it? What I told you, that if you don't believe, if you don't come onto the right path, the adab, the punishment, it awaits you in akhirat. Before that time comes, accept. But you didn't accept. Time has gone. Now, have you seen the promise of my Rabb to be haq? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was there. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says to Rasul alayhi salatu salam, O Prophet of Allah, how can these people understand you and hear you? They are dead. Rasul alayhi salatu salam said, no, this is not the case. Now they have understood it properly and clearly. Ab unko achi tarah samajh mein aa gaya. So my dear brothers, we have to make a timetable of life. Understand this. Life is not a khel tamasha. Life is not something that I spend it as I want. When I get time, I devote and commit something to Allah. We are not Muslims of special occasions, special conditions, special time, special place. No. Udkhulu fi sinmi kaffa. Brothers, you know sometimes what happens is that when we know somebody who is of a high caliber, example, there's a lawyer, there's a solicitor, so naturally we will keep a good contact with him. Kemke koi dos complex. Typical, isn't it? If there's a police officer who's on a high role, he may not be a Muslim. I'm just giving you an example. We keep a good friendship with him. MPs. And it's good. There's nothing wrong with it. It's good. Keep connection with your counselors. Keep connection with the police officers. Keep connection with your MPs. Keep connection with people who's got authority. Yeah? So we do this scam. Why? So at the time of need, he may come into some form of use. Even though many of them don't. Huh? Many of them don't, brothers. وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. People who doesn't have the right belief, brothers, no matter how much you go into them, they will not be yours until you become theirs. No matter how much you go into them, they will never, never be yours until you accept their way of life. Anyway, naturally we keep connection with people of high caliber. Solicitors, lawyers, doctors. Why? Because someday that person may come in need. So if I phone him, if I call him, if I go to his office, as I kept that connection, because of that connection, he'll be able to help me, I hope. My dear brothers, the question is, how much do we need Allah? How much do we need Allah? That person might come into our help, might come to our help, might help us, might not help us. The amount of authority he has proportionate to that, he may give us some advice. What authority does Allah have? All the authority. How much do we need Allah? Every second of our life. In dunya, at the time of death, in qabr, on the plains of hashr, crossing the bridge of sirat, when my amal will be given on the right hand, insha'Allah. And when the a'mal will be weighed, until Allah's fadl, Allah's ihsan, Allah's karam is not there with us. Illa ayyataghammadani Allahu bi rahmatihi wasi'a. We have no chance, my dear brothers, to enter into Jannah until Allah enshrouds us with His fadl. How much do we need Allah? We need Allah every second. Then, how much do I approach Allah? Probably we approach these people more than we approach Allah. May Allah save and protect us, my dear brothers. How much should we approach Allah? What has Allah not given you and I? Look at the instability in the world today, my dear brothers. Look at the poverty. Look at the instability. Look at the chaos. Look at the trauma. Allah is keeping us safe here. We get food every day. We get breakfast every day. We get lunch every day. We get dinner every day. We get heating every day. We get electricity every day. We get clean, fresh water every day. We get a roof and a shelter. No one goes to sleep that is sitting here or listening that they think, we don't have anything to eat. What are we going to eat tomorrow? We don't have anything to eat. In fact, most of us, if not all, our mothers, may Allah Ta'ala bless them, may Allah Ta'ala reward them, they've already prepared for Ramadan. The freezer's already full. The fries already there, ready to be fried for our iftar in Ramadan. What has Allah not given us, my dear brothers? What is the gratitude that I'm showing to Allah? What is the gratefulness I'm showing to Allah? I please Allah when I want. I leave Allah when I want. Is this justice, my dear brothers? I read namaz when I want. I leave namaz when I want. Is this justice, my dear brothers? What will you and I show to Allah when we meet Him on the day of Qiyamah? The bounties, the health, the wealth, the means of transportation and conveniences Allah has given us. You know, Allah is not ghafil, brothers. Allah has given us deal. Deal means Allah gives us chance. Koi baat nahi, aaj nahi to kal. Doesn't matter, no, if not today, tomorrow He'll come. If not tomorrow, after that He comes. Allah is so merciful. Allah is so kind. Allah is so generous. Allah is so merciful and so kind and so generous. Once Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was eating and a person came who didn't believe in Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam said to him that share, come join me. He started eating. Hazrat Ibrahim said, say Bismillah. He goes, I don't believe in Allah. Why should I say Bismillah? Hazrat Ibrahim said, go. You're not eating. He went away. Allah sent a revelation to Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. He goes, Ibrahim, he's disbelieved me all his life and I've fed him. I've taken care of him. Yet he's disbelieved me. And one day he's come to you and you've denied. Go. And give him food. This is the rahmat of Allah, my dear brothers. This Ramadan that is coming and the 15 days left, my dear brothers. Let's gear ourselves. Make your timetable of life. You know, our nature, brothers, if you go to sleep, bus. No timetable to wake up. Khawa gaya to khawa gaya. Chill karwa gaya to chill karwa gaya. Ghaflat. Futile activities. Dear brothers, set timetable in life. My routine should be fixed. It's totally inhuman, my dear brothers, to sleep at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, and wake up at 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It's inhuman, brothers. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. Allah has given barakah during the day. Wake up early in the morning. Come for Fajr. Read your Salatul Jama'ah, Salatul Subh with Jama'ah. After that, if Allah gives tawfiq, sit down, read some Quran, and with that spirituality, go to work. Wallahi, you'll see barakah. You'll see blessings. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, a person who goes out early in the morning for Fajr, and he leaves after Fajr to work, he's got the flag of Iman in his hand. And who doesn't read Fajr, goes to work, office, factory, the Prophet says he's got the flag of Iblis in his hand. Just imagine, brothers, carrying the flag of Iblis, Allah's enemy, Allah's dushman. I'm the flag bearer of Iblis and going to work, going to office, going to the factory, and I've got the flag of Iblis. What rahmat will I earn? What barakah will I earn? I want Allah to be pleased with me, but all my actions are displeasing Allah. Still Allah is protecting us. I want Allah to give me happiness, my wife happiness, my children happiness, my family happiness. But everything that we do is contrary to Allah's happiness. But still Allah's grace is so great. Allah's mercy is so great. Allah doesn't strike, my dear brothers. Even though the sky seeks permission from Allah, the earth seeks permission from Allah, the ocean seeks permission from Allah. The earth says, Allah, allow me to swallow these people. The sky says, Allah, allow me to break and crumble on these people. The ocean says, allow me to drown in tsunami these people. Allah says, no, they are my servants. Leave them to me. My dear brothers, opportunity we have still in our hands. Never be content in your deen. Don't live a comfort, don't fall into a comfort zone. Brothers, we all know the haqiqat. You know, we all know. We know what iman is, we know what a'mal is, we know how important salat is, we know how important Quran is, we know how important dhikr is, we know how important deen is. We all know, mashallah, we've heard this for years, and many of us, we've been in jama'ah. We've spent 4 months, we've spent 40 days, we've spent 10 days. We've sat in the discourses of the ulama. We've heard, mashallah, bayans of celebrities, big ulama and scholars. In Ramadan, out of Ramadan, we know, brothers. And the more we know, our accountability will be proportionate. Understand this, brothers. When Allah shed a light on us, Allah shed a light, and still we ignore, the accountability will be severe. Amr bin As, who was Amr bin As? Amr bin As was the Fatih Misr. Allah Ta'ala took the Misr and Allah conquered Misr by the hands of Amr bin As radiallahu anhu. He used to cry a lot during his latter days. This is very important, brothers. He used to cry a lot. Somebody asked Amr bin As, why are you crying for? You know, Allah took so much khidmat and service of deen of you. So why are you crying? He goes, I'm crying for this reason. He goes, I have three stages in my life. I had three stages in my life. The first stage, I was not a believer. And Rasulullah was the most staunch enemy in my eyes. I didn't like him, al-iyadu billah. Zamani jahiliyat. He goes, had I died in that state prior to Islam, I would have ended in Jahannam. Allah saved me. Then Allah Ta'ala gave me Islam. He goes, wallahi, no one was more dearer to me than Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He goes, if you ask me to mention the depiction of Rasul Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, I would not able to. I couldn't see the Prophet face to face because of Arab, because of respect, because of dignity. I couldn't see him face to face. That's how much ra'ab and love and honor I had for Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi. Had I died in that stage, I would have gone into Jannah. Then the third stage came in my life. Allah Ta'ala gave me imarat. I was made amir. I was made governor. I was made hakim. I saw everything in my past life. Then I had that authority. And that was my last stage in which I made errors. I made mistakes. That's why I'm scared now. What will happen to me? My brothers, many of us, not all, we also had three stages in our life. There was a time that we knew nothing. Our life was just spent on streets, messing around, killing time, making money, trying to earn as much as possible. Jahalat. Allah didn't take us away. Allah gave us a life. Alhamdulillah. What if we died in that stage? Where would we be? Then Allah gave us hidayat. Ulama came. We heard bayans. Jamaats came. We sat down. They gave us targheeb. We went out in jamaat. We sat in the discourses of the ulama. And Allah Ta'ala gave us, alhamdulillah, a spirit. And we all changed. And that time was the glorious time of our life. Amazing time. But we knew too much after that. We got to know too much. We got to the nitty-gritty of certain things. We fell into politics, looking at that person, that person. And then what happened? The qadr and the value of that deen that had come in our life during the second stage started dropping. That's the stage we are in at the moment. We all know the reality, brothers. We all know the haqiqat. We all know what changed my life. We all know how my life changed. But we don't want to go back to that second stage again. We don't want to try to go back. If we die in this stage, brothers, without doing tawbah and istighfar and repentance, we don't know what will happen in akhirah. Today, my dear brothers, our life in dunya is too fast. Seriously, brothers, I'm in the same boat. If a car is speeding 80 miles an hour on a motorway, a car is speeding 80 miles an hour and an exit comes, you won't be able to turn. Why? Because the car is too fast. If it tries, it'll cause accident. If you're driving 80 miles an hour and an exit comes, you won't able to exit because you are too fast. Brothers, my life today in dunya is too fast. The exit comes salat times, we can't turn. The exit comes ta'lim time, we can't turn. Exit comes gush time, we can't turn. Exit comes 3 days time, we can't turn. Exit comes Tuesday's dars, we can't turn. Exit comes Wednesday's zikr majlis, we can't turn. Exit comes 40 days, we can't turn. We are too fast. Brothers, slow down. Before Malakul Maut comes. Because when Malakul Maut comes, ye nasha, intoxication. Dunya is a nasha, brothers. Hakikat wallah, it's a nasha. When a person is intoxicated, he can't see the truth. He can't see the reality. The mind is clouded. Today we are clouded, brothers. Money, this, that, this. Ajib. What does Allah say? وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ Rizq is there, brothers. Faisla comes from there. Faisla is there. Zuhur is here. Decision is made there. And Allah exposes his decision on this dunya. You know, a person, on the 14th night, he goes to a pond and he sees the reflection of the moon in the pond. So he sees the full moon in the pond, reflection. He dives in the pond. Somebody says, what are you doing? Catching the moon. I'm catching the moon. Good brother, moon is not there, moon is there. My dear brothers, my happiness is not there, my happiness is there. We are just like that person who is diving in the pond to catch the moon. I'm diving there, diving there, diving there, diving there, and leaving what the Faisla maker is asking me to do. So brothers, return. Istighfar ki kathrat. Allah, do lots of istighfar. For you, for myself, for the entire ummah at large. Istighfar does wonders, brothers. Let me tell you one story about istighfar. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, great muhaddith. Once he was out of his area and he was traveling. He went to a local masjid. People didn't know this is the imam of the time. People didn't know. People did not recognize him. As he was traveling, he thought, I'll sleep in the masjid. So the caretaker, after Isha was over, he said, come on brother, we need to go out. We need to lock the masjid. We need to lock the masjid. Imam Sahib said, please let me stay. I'm a musafir. No. Nobody's allowed to stay in the masjid. This is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the muhaddith of the time, but the guy didn't know who he was. Imam Sahib had to leave the masjid in a cold night. He's outside. There's a baker nearby, guy who's baking bread. He saw Imam Ahmad. He didn't know he was Imam Ahmad. Oh no, my old person, you know, an old person, muhtaj person. He goes, come here, just sit next to me. I've got my oven on, I'm baking the bread, you take the heat and sit here and spend your night here. Imam Ahmad sat down. Imam Ahmad observed that this baker, he's baking and every second he's saying, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Making the dough, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Mixing the flour, water with the water in the flour, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Baking, Astaghfirullah. Imam Ahmad observes. He asked him, brother, I have something to ask you. Yes, you're saying Astaghfirullah so in so much abundance. Have you seen any benefits? He goes, what are you talking about? Every single of my need, Allah has fulfilled through my istighfar, except one, which I'm waiting for. He goes, wow, can I please ask you, what is that need that you are still waiting for? He goes, I have heard that there is an imam of the time called Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. My final dua to Allah is, Allah, before I die, please arrange my visit and mulaqat with Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal as I urge to see him. Imam Ahmad, tears in his eyes. He goes, brother, you might not know, I am that very person that you are craving to meet. Then Imam Ahmad goes, it seems like Allah's nizam, Allah's system worked in the favor of this person's istighfar that I was thrown out of the masjid and I had to be on the streets and then this person called me, the barakat of istighfar. من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ورزقه الله من حيث لا يحتسب. All gham Allah will take away. All worries Allah will take away. Allah will open all channels of barakah and rizq from avenues that you would not even imagine. Today we say, Mursa Parishani said, Taweez dio. Give me Taweez. Brothers, what's my biggest Taweez? My biggest Taweez is namaz. My biggest Taweez is Quran. My biggest Taweez is ittiba'i sunnat. The problem with us is that we don't want to do the hard thing and we want to go for a shortcut. Yet we leave the fara'id. We leave the wajibat. We leave the mu'akkad. And we go for the shortcut. Just wearing something or putting something in my house. Frame it and I'm going to be sorted. Brothers, biggest Taweez is my namaz. My punctuality. My Quran, my zikr, my khuruj, my nusrat of those who are in the path of Allah, my association with the ulama. This is my biggest taweez. Shaitan makes us blind. So brothers, this Ramadan, make it a unique Ramadan. Inshallah. Make a timetable. Make a timetable, brothers. Cut some hours from your work and dedicate that for your deen. Dedicated for dhikr and istighfar and kalima and durood and masjid and tilawatul Quran. We all have to complete minimum one Quran in Ramadan. Tasbih is fine. Do your tasbih 100%. But don't just rely on your tasbih. Do Quran as well. Allocate your time. Protect yourself from ghaflat. As much as we will be staying hungry, brothers, my tongue should be safeguarded. My ears should be safeguarded. My eyes should be safeguarded. My mind, my heart, my organs, my limbs, every part of my life should be safeguarded. Then such a fast will give us the boost, inshallah, rest of the year to follow the deen of Allah. Inshallah. So the rest of the year, we've got the boost through this glorious Ramadan. Then the next Ramadan will come again in the similar manner. So the following year, we are able to spend it with that boost, with spirituality. What will happen, brothers? Inshallah, if Ramadan changes our life, and our life is totally changed, and our life is on ita'at of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at the time of death, that day will be like Eid for us. Will be like Eid for us. So brothers, set our timetable. We have many programs in the masjid. Those brothers going for Hajj, start from now. We have many brothers going for Hajj. Men and female, men and women, brothers and sisters. We'll have a lot of programs in Preston and Blackburn. Try to join these programs. Make some tartib. We'll try to do something here as well, inshallah, after Ramadan. But don't just rely on our masjid. You know, go to different places. So you get different ideas, different ulama, different lectures. It'll be, inshallah, talk of inspiration, motivation, education. And from now, prepare, my dear brothers. Ramadan, prepare from now. Hajj, prepare from now. Hajj is not just going and coming back and khalas. No. They say Hajj should be a source of gaining and making the tawbah like of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Qurbani and sacrifice like of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Submission and itaat like of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And the worry and the concern for the ummah like of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That Hajj, brothers, tawbah of Adam, sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and itaat of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and the fikr for the ummah, ta'lim, ta'allum, dhikr, ibadat, da'wat like of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Also, brothers, keep connection with the ulama, very important. If ulama is not connecting to me, let me connect to them. I need them. I need to improve my knowledge. My itaat cannot be complete until it is done within the guidance that is given to us by the ulama through the light of Quran and Hadith. Very important. Ask masail. Don't be shy. Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayhi, somebody asked him that, what is your urge to learn knowledge? He goes, my urge to learn knowledge is like the urge of a mother who's lost her child. What urge would she have to look for that child? That's my urge to learn knowledge. I can't eat, I can't drink, I just want to learn. I just want to learn, I just want to learn. Then somebody asked him that, what is your happiness when you find something that you know that you didn't know from before? He goes, I become so happy, I become so delighted that I want every part of my body to become the ear, so the joy the ear has heard from that knowledge, every part of my body hears and feels that happiness and joy. Ta'alluq, brothers, learn new things. We learn so much of dunya. Let me start something about the deen of Allah as well. Also, brothers, we will be having many talks during the month of Ramadan, inshallah, and prior to Ramadan as well, just going through our timetable. So inshallah, on the 7th, Saturday 7th of February, Hazrat Maulana Fazli Haq Sahib Tashreef Laayenge, he will be coming inshallah to give us a talk on the spiritual matters and rewards of the month of Ramadan. This is going to be Saturday 7th of February, 7 p.m. after Isha. So this Saturday. Then on same Saturday, we have a sisters program upstairs at 11 o'clock. That's again on Saturday 7th of February, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is going to be the sisters program on the spiritual and medical aspects of Ramadan. Saturday, 11 a.m. for the sisters. Then we have again on the 8th, Sunday, 8th of February, another sisters program at 10:30 till 12:30. This is all on our website. Then we have Sunday 8th again in the evening, Mufti Farooq Saab from Blackman is coming. This is going to be more on the jurisprudence, the masla masail of fasting. Food will be served for everyone on Sunday, the 8th of February. Then we have another one on Saturday, 14th of February at 7:15 p.m. Eat light, worship strong, more to do with your health, how to control your health during the month of Ramadan, so you would benefit spiritually as well as physically, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, my dear brothers. Try to spare some time, inshallah, from now until morning, in dhikr, tilawat, nawafil, you know, recitation of the Quran, making dua, tawbah, istighfar, asking for ourselves, asking for our children, my dear brothers. You know, future is not looking so good, wallah, brothers. Future is not looking so good. Our children, their children. We have to start making effort from now to secure that. They say that if you want to see Islam 50 years from today, or let's say 30 years from today, look in the children, look in your youth. If our youth are on the track, 30 years from today, Islam will be, inshallah, preserved. If our youth are not on the track, then 30 years from today, brothers, our Islam will be Allah knows where. So our generation, brothers, lead by example. If I'm going to read namaz, they'll read namaz. If I come to the masjid, they'll come to the masjid. If I'm going to hold the Quran, they'll hold the Quran. So we have to give them targhib and love and affection and encouragement and not to stay, my dear brothers, and do tarbiyah in the best of our ability. And also, my dear brothers, sisters program takes place every week on Sundays. Ta'alim, please send our sisters to this. All the other mawaqi' and opportunities that we have, grab these opportunities. You don't know, brothers, that whoever may be speaking, one sentence may come out from his mouth and it can drop in your heart and it could change your life. We don't know. One sentence may come out and it just drop in your heart and it could be a triggering factor for our life and it could change. And revolution can come. So take opportunity. Invite others as well. For every talks that would take place. Our brothers will do this, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. Please engage ourselves in ibadat, istighfar, tawbah, 2-4 rakats. And make sure that we all here for fajr as well, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.